Hi, so thank you for your questions and good luck with the all the things you're doing in your world these days, reporting on cool stuff happening in music. So let me get to these questions now. Scrolling down. Great. So Simon and I, we've been working together for 6 years doing Darwin, and we actually started the second album when we were still working on finishing the first album. So for the past 6 years, we've been pretty continuously just making music together and then packaging them into actually what's now going to be effectively three different albums. Frozen War is coming up in a couple weeks, and the vinyl version of that has our kind of orchestral versions of the compositions that actually sound like very different songs. We've isolated the orchestral music and added some instruments in some cases to them, and that's going to be released as Darwin 3 Unplugged shortly after we do Frozen War, but it is going to be available on vinyl. So all of this stuff has been happening over the past 6 years together, and I write all the music, and of course get, you know, feedback from Simon when we write music together. He's often really focused on the arrangement, meaning how certain parts come into play. He might say, oh, let's try that part that you do there, let's do that up front, let's make it a little longer, make it a little shorter, oh, wouldn't that be cool if we tried that in 7/8 instead of 5/4 or something like that. So, you know, kind of experimenting with the feel of the song in relationship to like meter, tempo, and then how some of the parts are fitting together. And then Matt, when Matt sings, he really makes the song sound totally different. He takes what I do in the demo form, and then he brings these really big harmonies into play. And, you know, he just does an amazing job. I'm sure you can hear some of that on the new album, how he does these thick, we call them harmony sandwiches, because it looks like you've got all these layers of cheese and ham and veggies and stuff like that. So that's how the songwriting process works. I just erased one of your questions, so I'm going to guess what it was. Sorry, I'm scrolling through them and I erased. But anyways, I think you were asking how we actually put the music together. So the first album was, a lot of it was live recorded with everyone in the studio together, but always Simon, Matt, and I usually, and then we bring in various guest musicians. Often the guitar solos are recorded in different sessions, so I'll do mine separately, and then we've been working with Greg Howe. Sometimes he's in the studio, sometimes he'll ship his in through file transfers. Guthrie Govan submitted his files in online. We had some really great sessions for the new album in Iceland with Billy Sheehan and Simon, who came out, and we spent some time there working on the songs, which was really nice. But then as coronavirus started to kick in, we were more and more dependent on the different musicians sending in their files, and they're getting calls from Simon and I on ideas and suggestions, and we're always talking about the music, and then spend a lot of time actually mixing and editing as well, which is what Simon is responsible for. So in terms of working with Guthrie and Greg, no complexity, you know, between working with them. They were playing on different songs, so, you know, just for each song, we talked to Greg or Guthrie separately about the ideas and the parts, and they're always so creative. They're both really masterful at taking a concept or an idea, a storyline behind a song, and translating it into a solo. I think it's really impressive what Guthrie did for Eternal Life, how the idea of kind of imagining, you know, like a mad scientist experimenting with different technologies, you know, in a lab that would achieve eternal life, and then actually discovering it and trying to capture what that experience might be like through a solo was really cool. So people can check out how he does that on his solo. But, you know, all of those ideas come about with just us talking about both the solo musically and then also kind of conceptually what's happening in the music. You ask, what's the significance behind the Frozen War album title? So this is the second album in kind of our series that started with Origin of Species as a concept album. And Frozen War is a continuation of a storyline that I didn't fully express. It's embedded in the music, but I didn't write it out. I feel like there's probably a better way to convey it, maybe playing out the music on stage or another format. But there is a significance. So Frozen War is really thinking about the story of, if you can listen to the songs carefully, it will emerge, young children actually taking control of the planet using advanced technologies like quantum computing or AI. And then you have this song now, A Frozen War, where it's kind of like the ultimate battle for the future of Earth, where the kids are now kind of having taken control of Earth's resources by leveraging these technologies, but you know, there's still vested interests out there that try to stop them. So the Frozen War is really about that final ultimate battle for our planet, which it's an interesting reflection on our times, things happening around us today. Talking about Nightmare of Our Dreams as a single, I mean, it's just one of our favorite songs. It's a really, we're really proud of the song. Yes, it's a long song. Sure, it has strings in the middle of it, but we thought by introducing that song as a single, it would introduce something new to rock music. I think by just the structure of the song, the writing of the song, the strings, the things we're doing in the song, we felt like it's a something new for people to chew on. So we thought that's what we wanted to put forward and get people to listen to. I think, you know, Future History is very much a single too. Maybe that sounds a little bit more typical, but if you listen carefully, there's actually a lot going on in there. Yeah, with Darwin, you know, we write songs based on what we're feeling. It's definitely kind of a rock sound, but sometimes it's more progressive, sometimes it's just more rock, sometimes it's hard rock, sometimes it's softer, pop even. And so, you know, we're just playing whatever we're feeling and whatever we think expresses some of the conceptual ideas we have best and what sounds cool. Another year. Well, the album's not out yet. You're asking if that could have been a good single. I think it's a fantastic single. Love the song. You know, we want to make music that just feels good to play and sounds great to listen to and makes people feel happy. And I think maybe our approach is a little different because we're not too focused on sounding really heavy or, you know, scary or proving that we can do any time signature at any moment's notice or have to play a billion notes a second. There's some of that going on, obviously, but really we're trying to use kind of cool technical stuff to just surprise the listener, to keep things fresh, to be innovative. But, you know, it's all about making great sounding songs, and Another Year is definitely one of our favorites. And you know, it needed Coco to come in again. She played on, she sang on Cosmic Rays, and coming into Another Year, it just sounded perfect to have the female voice in there as well as the male voice. Hopefully we're all growing up. You know, a lot of people listening to rock music are dudes. They can also really appreciate how beautiful that song sounds. Okay, I hope whatever I said was cool right there. But anyways, yeah, I mean, there's a question here about focusing on the challenges of a changing planet. Well, that's really the inspiration for the concepts behind the music. And when the music's being written, when I write the music, I'm thinking about a storyline, a concept that is expressing kind of like the feeling of the entire music. So there's kind of like a music track, which is what's the guitar doing? What are the drums doing? How fast is it? How slow is it? What meter is it in? All that kind of stuff. how the music is fitting together. And then, but at the same time in my mind, I'm thinking about kind of like the concept of the song, and they're all kind of jumbled up together. So yeah, I mean, we're being concerned about things like infectious disease outbreaks or the impact of climate change on the planet and everyday lives of people, and thinking about actually, you know, individual scenarios, like how does climate change affect a relationship between two people or whatever, you know, that's all part of the music. So I think, I'm just reading your question here. I hope that's something that people can relate to in a way that's comfortable for them and doesn't detract from their enjoyment of the music, because sometimes more serious topics can be a little bit discomforting. But, you know, we want this to be thoughtful music and also something that stands for something meaningful and can also be a reflection of where humanity is right now at this point in history. So anyways, yeah, we hope people find quite a bit to chew on there if they're going to get into the lyrics and some of the storyline. There's a lot more to be said about it if people are interested. Just, you don't want to overwhelm people. You ask about the acoustic guitar on the album. So, you know, was that left over from the demos or writing the songs on acoustic? No, I mean, most often, even the acoustic parts are probably written on electric guitar, actually. I'm not the kind of person strumming around on an acoustic all day. I like to play through an electric and then, play it clean, and then often the clean parts just sound a lot better on acoustic. So thanks for noticing that we're using a real acoustic guitar there, by the way. Thank you. So we like the sound of an acoustic. I think Simon does a really cool job miking up acoustic guitars, and we enjoy the timbre we get out of it. It just sounds so different and kind of angelic, and works really well with the drums too. So in fact, if you check out Darwin 3 Unplugged, there's a couple songs in there that do some really cool things with acoustic guitar, because you can hear the acoustic guitar we use better than when you've got all the instruments going. So if you check out like the Escape the Maze acoustic guitar part, we recorded that I think it's like 2018, 2017. Oh, it's 2017. And it doesn't, you can't really hear it in the Escape the Maze big version of the song, you know. But in the unplugged version, you can really hear the part and it sounds killer. And it was so fun to play, and it felt like a really special moment when we were playing those parts. But so it's so cool now to pull them out in these unplugged versions of the song. So please do check it out. And then for I don't want to keep erasing your questions when I'm reading them. Are there plans to continue the saga? Definitely. I mean, Simon and I are working on some new music now. It's a little different. We're separated. Not in the same country at this time, and we're actually talking about the writing that we're doing and kind of collaborating online on that. I think right now it's really important to promote these albums and learn more about people's reactions to them and how much they're interested in the storyline and things like that. At the same time, we're writing the music just because it's what we're thinking about and feeling. The public reaction is only part of it, but anyways, we're definitely thinking about that. You were asking about the vinyl version and the unplugged stuff, really the Darwin 3 album. I was just explaining that. I'll just mention it again, though. Like, all of that material is from the existing tracks from either the first or second album, but we've isolated the orchestral instruments or the acoustic instruments. And when you do that, we found the compositions actually sound very different, and they feel like different songs, even though it's the same song, but, you know, different parts being isolated. And then we've added some instruments to that to really embellish their sound. And I think people will find it really interesting So check it out. And I think this is the final question. The prog metal field is loaded with some great bands and albums. What's the music that's from 2020 that stands out? Well, that's a very personal question. Sure. I'm really excited about Pliny's new song that just came out. I think he's got an album cooking. Really great stuff. And he's good friends with the Intervals guy, Aaron. Also really exciting tracks that he's been releasing. And it was really great to hear the John Petrucci solo album with Mike Portnoy playing with John again. That's just a real dream combination. I know all the fans went crazy for that, and I also went crazy for that. Those have been some really big highlights for me this year, but there's all kinds of great music coming out. And, you know, COVID has a lot of negative effects. It's been really very tough on the industry. Musicians aren't performing live, and that's it's a real challenge for the industry. But at the same time, I think the fans can benefit from some more studio work being done and released, and a lot of projects that musicians have been wanting to get to. Finally, now they may have a little more time to get to those projects. Matt Bissonette has a new solo album. An album coming out with his brother and some others. I think they're called the Redcoats. And that's also really fun and great sounding album there. Andy Timmons on guitar. So you got to check that out. Really proud of Matt. It's a really nice body of work there. So, and I think there's a lot more great music coming out this year because, again, people have time. And I think the best thing that fans can do is go out and help the musicians out by purchasing the albums or doing what you can to show your support, because the concerts aren't happening right now, and it means a lot to the musicians. So thank you for writing about Darwin and learning more about us. We really appreciate it, and good luck with the article. Take care. Bye.